Chickens Coming Home to Roost in Saudi Arabia by Shaka Boonam. The Muslims' holy month of Ramadan fast ended with a bang in Saudi Arabia over the July 4th weekend when terrorists bombed three sites throughout Saudi Arabia targeting Islam's holy city of Mecca, the Prophet Muhammad's mosque and burial place in Islam's second most holiest city of Medina, and in the city of Jeddah. Though we mourn the deaths of innocent people whose lives have been snuffed out by cowardly terrorists that target civilians, the Saudi government are not innocent of terrorism themselves, for they too have a sea of the blood of innocents on their hands. The Saudi government, in cahoots with America and Pakistani governments, are partly responsible for creating global Muslim terror groups when they financed and militarily equipped Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda and Mujahideen fighters against the Russians in the Afghanistan war during the 1980s. In the late 1990s, Osama bin Laden turned Al-Qaeda into a global terror organization, launching terror attacks against American targets in Kenya and Yemen that destroyed a U.S. embassy and U.S. naval ship and killed several hundred African civilians. On the infamous day of September the 11th, 2001, 11 Saudi Arabian terrorists hijacked American commercial airliners and flew them into the Twin Towers buildings in New York City and killing over 4,000 innocent American civilians in the greatest terror attack against the U.S. government in history. During the Arab Spring revolutions in North Africa and the Arabian Peninsula, the Saudi government sent several thousand Saudi Special Forces soldiers to aid dictatorship governments in suppressing dissent, killing activists, and crushing peaceful revolutions for freedom and democracy. The Saudi government are the main financial backers of ISIS and other regional terrorist organizations currently fighting in the theaters of war in Libya, Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia, and Yemen. What this shows is that if you lay in the bed with terrorists, then you too are a terrorist. What? Did the Saudi government think they could finance terror operations against other nations and believe that same terror attacks wouldn't return to plague them at home? The recent terror bombings in Saudi Arabia shouldn't be as a surprise to anyone, for it is simply another case of the chickens coming home to roost. From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Boonam. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.